practical about the question you're talking about.
So this question, again, all you're talking about summer jobs, this is exactly none of the, this tshuva is exactly the situation we're talking about, right? So we're all talking about how are we going to balance our desire to be learning in June with the need some have to be working. So this is exactly what he's talking about. Right, a situation, so-and-so, this person, again, this is a big Talmud Chacham from Klausenberg, who lives in Netanya. We were trying to verify exactly where his position is in Netanya, but whatever it is, he's a major posek, at least in terms of his prolific nature. He has written, I think, at least, he's up to at least Chelek Lamed in his Tshuvas. There's at least 30 volumes, and the volumes are big. 30 thick volumes. And he's also written standalone volumes on Ibn Ezer, I think on Choshen Mishpat also, but at least 30 volumes of Tshuvas. I don't know how many are they all available on Shul Chachma, probably not, maybe not the more recent ones, but he's really got some very significant output. And you see his style, which is similar a little bit to the Laharis Nassim that we refer to, in that he'll break a shaila down into its major parts, and sometimes devote more than one siman to talking about the various parts of the shaila. So a shaila may take 3 or 4 simanim in one of his svarim, because he'll address every aspect of it separately. And you'll see also that he'll very comprehensive, so that's part of the value for us. We get to see a lot of the issues that we've considered in this context, now revisited in a comprehensive addressing of a practical case. So in this situation, the person who asked the question, Sachar Nariachad, he hired a young man, college student, let's say, Shetafkidu Lishmor Al Mokum HaChanoya. What's his job? To watch over the parking lot. And also to wash the cars through a special machine that is designated for car washage. Aren't you grateful for the detail? And also his job is also to collect the money from those who come there to have their car washed. And also, they fix air conditioners. So in case you have any questions as to what the different aspects of the job were, these are his jobs. And he left his job before the month was over, that he didn't really pay attention to the Balabayas' request that he should continue his work until he finds a replacement. Right, that sounds already familiar. What is that? What shita does this evoke already when you read those words? That he didn't pay attention to the boss's need to find somebody else? That's the chazanish, right? He was going to talk about.
They quit without letting him know.
Right. So that's or the question of letting him know is a detail of it, but the fact that he's leaving him hanging. That's the issue which happens if you don't let the person know. So here he says Befesa that he dropped the work by surprise. Vagam Balabayas Atmo Iriocho Lamalos Mikomo, and the boss himself can't do the job. Heyos Vizeru Tkufa Onosis, Shamos Ovidoso, this is the season that he's very busy. The Yoiser. Biafa Pike Lo Shah Hanar the Kashoso, still this boy did not listen. Sounds like he's intentionally keeps calling him Hanar to emphasize his immaturity when he says these words. And why did he do this? Because he realized it was Junzman. So he started the job right after the final in May. And then Junzman came. He said, how could I stay at a job in June? I got to go back to yeshiva. So now what does this boy want? He wants to get paid for what he did. Right? So strictly speaking, this sounds like that detail of it, that should be in the category of poliyach lachso. Right? That normally the worker, if he wants to leave, so we see different details in the Gemara as to what is the significance of his ability to leave. And one that clearly was stated in the Torah and elsewhere is that at least it means that he gets the salary for the time that he worked, And the boss can't say, well, now it's going to cost me more to hire a different worker, so I want to take that out of your salary. No, he gets his salary. However, by talking about the fact that he was left hanging, he evokes the Chazon Ish that we've seen, and we'll see that that is something that he will discuss, the position of the Chazon Ish. It's also just interesting that giving this example of somebody who wants to go to yeshiva, again, there's a lot of colorful detail here, but it is particularly evocative for this topic, because since the whole idea of Paul Yachal Achzer is rooted in the pasuk of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, so theoretically it doesn't really matter what kind of thing he wants to do, although we did see that there were some poskim who said if he wants to do another job, he shouldn't have the right to be chozer. But it's interesting that here we're given an example of davka, somebody who wants to do avodas Hashem, somebody who wants to go to yeshiva, so it kind of is a particularly appropriate example of the idea that he can quit because of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. So, we're not going to read every word of the shuv inside, but just to see the case, and we'll just look at some of the issues he talks about. So the Balabai is towing Beyosva Nar Ba'azu Avod Blohadam Mukdemis, since he did not give him any advance notice. For Hintin, Shim Sahir, and he didn't wait till he finds somebody else. The Hitzvich Ba'at Mulam with Shams, and the boss himself had to stand there. Now he wants to take this out of his salary. Akev Aef, Sit Shinigram Lo Bain Alazman, Sha'af Echad Amad Sham. Whether it's for the time that nobody was standing by the counter, b'musach, v'hifsid halakuchos, and he lost customers because there was nobody manning the store, v'bein alazman, sh'amat sham b'la b'hayis, at sham matzah poil acher, and the time the boss himself did the work, v'hifsid mizman v'dasil, haskanas mazganim, and he lost time that he would have spent repairing air conditioners because he was standing by the counter, he wants to subtract that from the salary. That's the whole thing. So the kid quit one way or another. That's not an issue now. The question is, he wants to get paid for the time he worked, and the boss feels that he was baveled and that he lost money because of it, so he wants to take money out of the salary that is not yet paid. By the way, you probably noticed that in some of these pages, the bottom line is cut off. I don't take full responsibility for that because these pages came off of Otzer HaChachma, and they apparently decided to scan it in such a way. So gives a little bit more drama. You have to guess what the missing words are, but it's not because of my sloppy scanning. Okay, in any event, so he talks here about I hope that wasn't Lashon Hara against them. I'm sure they tried to scan it properly, but whatever it is, it was some kind of an onus, and they had to quit in the middle of the scanning and missed the bottom of the page. But in any event, so he refers here to the sugya of Paul Yochel Achzer, and first, he discusses the question that, again, this is all things that we saw, right? Tosfos above Metziah, who says that this din does not mean that you can't rent yourself out. And nonetheless, there are other Rishonim who say that there are limitations, that if it's more than 3 years, it becomes avdus already, the Mordechai that we saw that the Ramah quotes, and that's a limitation. Okay, so far everything you're familiar with. Then the next section, at the bottom of that first page, talks about the Maharik. The Maharik you're also familiar with, right? What is the shita of the Maharik? That even if the worker has gotten all of his money and he can't pay it back, he still has the schus to quit. Which, as the Ktzos points out, seems to be an argument against using Giron Kesef as the argument. Right? The idea that he's kind of buying himself back as kind of a kal v'chomer from the Eved, just like an Eved can buy himself back, so a Poel who's not an Eved, for sure, he should be able to buy himself back. So says the Ktzos, you see from the Maharik, not that way, because if that was true, he shouldn't be able to leave if he got paid already, and he can't pay it back. Because the whole way he would pay himself back is by not taking his salary for the later time, so it's Ki'ilu, he's buying that time back, since Schiris only gets paid at the end. But here, he doesn't have the ability to do that. He took all the money in advance, and he can't pay it back, and still he is going to be Pater. And he quotes to the Machane Frei. We're now on the second page, labeled Tafayin Dalid, at the top. And here he talks about how that affects the whole question of whether we say Eved Gufu Kanoi, and how exactly a poll fits into that. Okay, so now let's skip a little bit. So now you go to the bottom of that first column on Tafayin Dalid. So he says that the main significance of the din of Paul Yochel Achzer is exactly this din, that he should get paid for his work. Right, so he quotes from the Torah here, Chosh Mishpat Shin Lamed Gimel, Vapol Huscher Yom Yochel Achzer Afil Bechatzi Yom V'yadu Al Yonah V'samen Kamesh Shaveh Sha'asa and we figure out what exactly it was worth what he did already, even no tell. Afilu im nesyakra hamalacha. Shein yochel gomer b'chatsi eskar hanishra b'yado. Even if the work has now become more expensive and he wouldn't be able to finish it with the same payment he was going to lay out for this worker, still, the worker who quits gets his payment. Now to skip to the beginning of the next column, second paragraph, Achein Pasuk B'Shulchan Aruch, Hischa Po Melacha, Afilu Kibol Kfar Dmei Schiris, Ve'im Biyot V'Lasham, Le'Bal Abayis, Yochel Achsebo, V'Hamos Chovolov, Shenamar, Kibin Yisrael Avadim, Le'Avadim, Le'Avadim, Pasuk B'Nim Like the Maharik. There is a little bit of a question here, just in terms of whether the Poel, what if he wants to quit his quitting? What if he wants to reverse his reversal to Bechozu Mechazer Oso? So he discusses in the next few paragraphs how there is a little bit of discussion about that. Should he be warned that if he quits he can't come back? He has to understand that he's undoing his initial employment and it's done completely. Quotes here from the Kesef HaKadoshim. I think we had that on the Marmar Komos at one point. The Kesef HaKadoshim is a commentary on Choshe Mishpat that's written by the Buchacha Rav, who is also the author of a commentary on Aruch Chaim called Eshel Avram. His name is Avram David Warman. And so he wrote the Kesef HaKadoshim on Choshe Mishpat and Eshel Avram. On Aruch Chaim, you always, when you quote that Sefer, you always have to say the Eshel Avram of the Buchacha Rav, because there's another Eshel Avram, a very famous Eshel Avram, although it's not as famous by that name. The other Eshel Avram is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is made up of several Svarim. So one of their super commentaries, not just in quality, but in format, their commentaries on other commentaries. So the Eshel Avram is a commentary on the Magen Avram. So just like his commentary on the Taz, it's called the Mishpatei Zav. So when you quote the Prima Gadim, you usually have to have another citation to say what sefer of the Prima Gadim you're quoting. Prima Gadim Be'alef Alef is the Eshel Avram, Mem Zayin, Mishpatei Zav, whatever it is. So there are two Eshel Avrams. So if you want to quote the Buchacha Rav, you always have to say the Eshel Avram and the Buchacha Rav. So he also wrote the commentary on Choshe Mishpat called the Kesef HaKadoshim. Talks about this idea of whether he could reverse his reversal. So now, what about Kenyan? Right, the big issue we spoke about yesterday, we saw Rav Asher Weiss's truth about that. So here he gets into this a little bit, and he says, just briefly, he's going to come back to it more, but first he says that Afal Pishas Chalas Malacha Kikinyan Amru Chazal Shriach Lapoy Lachsim Mishm Shnamer Kibin Yisrael Avad. Right, I'm now on page Tafayin Hay, first column on Tafayin Hay. So you recall that we mentioned that the whole question that he'll bring up later about whether or not a kinyan makes a difference. So maybe you'll say, well, then how does that make a difference? Every poel has a kinyan, because we already saw the sugya together, that the beginning of the malacha might itself be considered a kinyan. So what do you mean, if there's a kinyan? Don't we say that the fact that he's working is a kinyan? So apparently not. If we say, yochel achsu b'chatzi yom, means that he has started working, and yet he can undo it, so it's not the same kind of kinyan. The fact that there may be a kinyan on his work arrangement is not the kind of kinyan that we'll invoke later as possibly undoing his ability to be chozer. So, b'tshuva zera emes, next paragraph, he said, po yoch lahasno shayuchel achzor, ve'ein zeh kamasna mashukasa b'torah, kevan she'ein gufo konoi. Remember, this is what we talked about yesterday. We got into this whole discussion about whether or not it's possible to be masna. So here he just refers to it very briefly. I'll come back to it later. But as we also mentioned yesterday, you might say, well, what are you talking about? What about the ritva? What about that whole side of the machlokes? He says, right, well, the ritva first, it says that you can be masna to do this. So as I mentioned yesterday, there are those who say that the ritva is a raya, that you can't be masna. Because if you didn't need a kinyan, the fact that he says you need a kinyan in order to be able to do it shows that a simple tanai will not do it. So this, which kind of glosses over that whole story, is probably in that camp that understands that the ritva, even though a kinyan would make a difference, but a simple tanai then would not make a difference. Okay, so in the next paragraph, sorry?
The fact that ain gufo kanoi, how does that negate the fact that you're being going against the parasit?
And this.
Does that mean if you say that the inability to be chozer is an isser, so So how would it, just because Ein...
Right, so that's the point, is that he must not understand it that way. He's saying that the Isser is to become an actual Eved, and since you will not have the status of the Gufoy Konoi, so therefore you have not violated this Isser. So what about the fact that the Gemara says, Kol Yochel Achzer because of Kli Bnei Yisrael Avadim? So you see that what he understands is that it doesn't mean that there's an Isser for him to do it. It means that the inherent definition of a Pol is that he has this Chos Chazar. But if he wants to be Mochel on that, he has the right to be Mochel. So just, we have just another 2-3 minutes, but just to look quickly. So in this next paragraph, he gets into the Chazon Ish, which, as he notes here, happens to also be a major discussion. Maybe I'll bring in tomorrow to also show you, maybe I'll give you a copy of it to look at. One of the contemporary classics on Chazon Ish Mishpat in this generation, he just passed away earlier this year, was Rabbi Yaakov Yishai Bloy, author of many Sfarim on Sifrei Halacha, but he focused particularly on Chosh Mishpat, in addition to a Sefer on Chala and a Sefer on Mezuzah, and some Sfarim Hilcha Shabbos and a few other things, but Irvin. But he wrote certainly extensively in Chosh Mishpat, and probably out of all of his many significant Sfarim, his magnum opus is presumably the Pesachei Choshen, is about 9 volumes in total, where he goes through Chosh Mishpat and Yanim. So he has a discussion about this. Maybe I'll see if we can give it to you to look at a little bit tomorrow. But at this point about the Chazon Ish, which you see why the Chazon Ish is really very central to this question. It's basically the boss's whole taina is the Chazon Ish, essentially. Because that's what he deals with in the next paragraph. Can the worker quit suddenly without any informing the Balabais? So that yesh poskim desvir le shapol yachsav achsav balachim bli lo hodil abayis v'chein mash mataisus k'subis. Right, that I think I gave you this Tosfos to look at. That sounds like from Tosfos and k'subis that it means you can quit immediately, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. Right, the whole question of what is the chiddush of chatzi ayom. That last phrase chatzi ayom is clearly meant to say something unexpected. What is it? So we saw there are two ways to figure out what it is. It could mean that you don't have to give any warning, he just walked out in the middle of the day without saying anything. Or it could mean that it's just a way of saying even in the middle of a term, because presumably no term is shorter than a day, and if you could quit in the middle of a day, it shows you that he's not bound to any minimal term. But not necessarily the first Kiddush. So the Chazon Ish would be in that camp, and he says the first Kiddush is not true. The idea that he could just walk off without any warning, that's not the case. That since he's considered to be hired out for those days, so the idea of leaving the boss hanging is a davar avid. And we know from our Mishnah already that you're not allowed to go back on a situation where you're going to cause an actual loss to the boss, which, as we also discussed, doesn't necessarily mean dollars, but it could mean anything that he can't recover, even if it's not monetary in nature. And so that applies... Sorry?
Even if it's an opportunity, then you get the...
Yeah, or even if it's... It just means that his, let's say, an event, that we see, for example, it applies to a wedding singer, something like that, that if you have an event that's going to be lacking because this worker didn't show up,
right,
you're not going to be any poorer financially. Your bank can't... If you made a wedding and you pay for the wedding and the singer doesn't show up, right? So that's considered davar avad also, even though you don't have any fewer dollars than you did beforehand.
So you lost reputation.
Oh, you lost the benefit of the wedding. The wedding was not what it was supposed to be, and you can't fix it the next day by having the singer come to your house and sing to you privately. So therefore, that's considered to be a davar avad. So, v'raya sachazan ish, yesh lomo kem ischir espatim, this is a din that we find later in Masechet Bava Metzia. The commotion is bar b'shulchan aruch. Here there's a missing line, but you find also that somebody who's renting a house who wants to leave has the obligation to let the landlord know before a certain number of 30 days in advance so that he has time to find somebody else. And we mentioned yesterday also that I think we mentioned that the Divrei Malkiel, we didn't get to this, the Divrei Malkiel argues that this is only a takana by Schiris Batim and doesn't exist by other things, so it's somewhat of a machlokes. So then we'll just read this short paragraph, and then we'll have to break. So we'll continue this tomorrow. It says, "Mikol makom yesh lechalek bein oved al tchan yomi da azein tzarich ledia kodim asher enkin oved chodshi tzarich ledia kodim v'chi achi al pi chukas haminhagei schiris." that maybe there's a difference between when you have a daily worker. He's referencing it at Pesach Hoshin, we'll read that in a few, that a daily worker has much less of an impact if he's going to quit in the middle of the day, but somebody who's there for a month, and then who signed up for a month, let's say, and then walks off in the middle, could potentially have much greater impact. And he quotes here, apparently, the law, B'chukei ha'odah mukdemes ha'ispatrus, it says there that hispater ha'oved, v'lo nasan ha'odah mukdemes ha'mavido, if the worker quits, and he doesn't give advance warning to his boss, Yisham le'mavid pitzui, he should have to pay reparations to his boss. B'schum ha'shav l'schor ha'rogo she'mekabel ilu ove b'tkufas ha'odah ha'mukdemes. He has to pay him the worth of the salary he would have gotten had he given a full advance notice. V'chein hu ha'minig, she'gam ha'oved v'gam ha'mayvid chayovim lo'diya, that both the worker and the employer have to give fair notice. Whether you're firing somebody or you're quitting, you have to give fair notice beforehand. And if you didn't do this, because this is the minig, this is the expectation between the parties, like the chazanish essentially, but in both directions, so then there is an obligation to pay for that. Okay, so we'll try to get as much done as we can tomorrow, and then we will go into our chazanish.